Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. He joins us every Thursday at this time to warn us about scams and spams. Steve, I know you sent out an alert about summer scams. Is this mainly about vacation rentals?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on today. Yes, it is about vacation rentals. That's the number one scam through the summer months. But the one that we're really concerned about is the fake utility workers. We did a recent release with ComEd letting consumers know that ComEd doesn't call and threaten to shut your power off in 30 minutes unless you wire them money or send them a gift card or whatever it may be. So anybody demanding payment or personal information, and as ComEd said, they don't ask for your account number. They have that. They have all that information, personal information. So it's usually a warning sign if you get a call from something's wrong with utilities and they're going to shut it off if you don't pay. That's the tip off to drip off, Bob.
And vacation rentals, what happens there is scammers copy and paste listings from legitimate sites, and they try to pass them off as their own, don't they?
They do, Bob. So really, and they do it at a lower price because then it's too good to be true offer. But they use regular pictures that are taken by the professionals, so it looks really good. They create fake websites, too. So when you're looking online, it always happens when people are in a rush because they wait for the last minute to make their vacation plans and everything's booked. So they're trying to get something they see that's too good to be true offer, and that picture looks great. But there's always something you got to do differently, like pay a different way or send money, send it, you give your account number, something like that. And sometimes that's the what you run into in those types of problems. So be careful of the sites you're dealing with. Make sure you check in with the Better Business Bureau first.
Yeah, you even have to be careful if you're planning a party. Talk about what happened to a Chicago woman, a suburban woman, who paid money for a food truck, and the food truck never showed up, did it?
No, we're seeing a lot more complaints at the Better Business Bureau, and people think, well, you wouldn't have complaints like that on a food truck. But a lot of this information is going on in Facebook groups where they recommend companies. We don't know who those people are recommending. So this woman, you know, paid for a food truck and paid a half down deposit, and they never showed up, and they had all the people waiting to eat, and nobody showed up at her house. So we just want consumers to be aware of that, but also to be aware of those Facebook groups and those neighborhood groups, especially those recommendations. You don't know, you know, who those people are. They could be their friends. They could be their relatives and endorsing them. And check out with the Better Business Bureau, because most of these companies that do have problems, they do have reports on them at the BBB.
So this woman signed a contract, and then she ended up losing her deposit, didn't she?
She ended up losing her deposit of $390, but she's still working with them. She sent it through Zelle, which is a money payment site. But, you know, you don't have the same protection you do on your credit card. So as we always advise consumers, use your credit card. That's your safest protection, even over a debit card. Because if you give somebody Zelle or those other payment methods and you give it to them freely and there's something wrong, the banks are not going to help you on that one like they do on their credit cards, Bob.
I know you are alerting consumers about what happens when you're searching the internet for a customer service number, and this has happened to me too. You think you have hit the organization you're looking for or the business you're looking for, and then you realize it is not, and it's easy to get fooled, isn't it?
It is, Bob. So they really, sometimes they just create fake ads and they put it on the top and it gets to the top of the Google searches and you think it's the company, looks like it, and then you go to it and it looks like their website, but it's actually not the company. So we're seeing a lot of complaints across the nation on those types of customer service types issues when people are looking up companies to try to talk to those companies. And the FTC basically said this is imposter scam, is really the most commonly reported scam in the U.S. So we want consumers to be aware when you're looking up companies online, make sure you go to the company's website, not those advertisements, because they can lead you to a third-party site. that could put spam or malware. And also, these scammers now buy phone numbers close to the main numbers of those companies. So it may be one digit off. So you think you're calling them, your company, you're not, and then you're giving them personal information. They're asking you for your sometimes social security number, your bank account number, your we need your credit card to make sure it's you, Bob. And you're giving them all this personal information. So be very careful.
Yeah, get to the official website of the company you're trying to reach. Are you still hearing about scholarship scams, Steve?
Yeah, that's increasing now in the summer. I know we're July 4th and we're not thinking about school yet, but the students are looking for, obviously, scholarships, and there's a lot of fake sites out there saying that these too-good-to-be-true offer, that they have this money for you, they've got to apply for it, and you have to give all this personal information. But some of these are promising guaranteed money, but some of them are asking for upfront fees that never materialize. And some say that you have nothing, you don't have to do anything to get these scholarships guaranteed, and they can't do that. You got to go through the process itself. So make sure you understand how these financial scholarships and financial aid scams work, and make sure you look for the red flags such as unsolicited offers, requests for a payment, Bob, or vague or evasive answers from the person on the phone itself, and do the research on those companies as well.
Finally, if you get a call that looks like it's from your local police department, it may not be, Steve.
You're correct, Bob. We're talking to it quite often, but it's happening again. The FTC just issued a warning themselves a few days ago. So basically saying anybody calling that they're from the sheriff, deputy, or local police department, even though the caller ID says so, you don't have to believe it's true. Make sure you check it out, especially if they ask you for money or that they found a package with your name on it, it's illegal drugs in it or weapons, you got to pay a fine. The police do not do that. They will show up at your door in a different way, Bob. So even at, like, missing jury duty, all those types of things, it's the tip off to rip off. Don't answer your calls. Let it go to voicemail and then do the research on those companies or organizations, Bob.
Don't be fooled by that caller ID. Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau. Thank you, Steve. Enjoy your holiday weekend.
Bob, have a great day.